You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, this is Retire Right with Alan Becker. I'm Megan Mozak. Glad to have you with us today. I want to give you Alan's phone number. If you'd like to get in touch with him to begin planning for your retirement, you can dial 913-685-9422 or check him out online. Go to retirerightkc.com. While you're there, make sure you head over to his events tab. You can get registered for a dinner workshop happening in your area. Again, it's retirerightkc.com. Well, Alan, two areas that retirees have to balance when they're developing a strategy for their finances is growth and protection. We've been talking about that on the show today. And we know protection becomes more important as retirement gets closer. Insurance, as you mentioned, that's a popular, pretty cost-effective way to protect your nest egg from risk. That includes one of the biggest risks out there, which is healthcare. So, Alan, just how big of a threat is healthcare these days to retirees?
Megan, I'm so glad you asked that question. And as I get into that topic, I want to point out that I do have a life and health license, so I'm qualified to answer that question. You got to ask yourself, as the person you're working with, because those are real important questions to ask in retirement, are they licensed and qualified to answer that question? Do they have the life and health license? If you need help with your Medicare, health insurance, Medicare Advantage plans, prescription drugs, hey, all you got to do is come in here to Retirement Solutions Group. We'll get those questions answered. But when it comes to long-term care, again, that's something that the state has an eight-hour class that you have to take on partnership programs, a four-hour continuing ed course that you have to take every few years, something that I've been doing for years now. And personally, I've got a 100-year-old grandma, Helen, who lives in a assisted living facility, actually a memory care unit at this point, as well as my other grandma spent some time in a nursing home. My wife's grandmother spent some time in a nursing home. So got a lot of personal experience on this topic. And the average cost in our area is somewhere around $5,000 to $7,000 a month for a semi-private room. I mean, think about that. That can add up quickly. So if we're just talking about health insurance, we could be looking at $250,000 or better in expenses just for our health insurance and copays, Medicare deductibles, things like that. But if we're talking about long-term care, that number can easily double. So as a retiree facing retirement, going into this new phase of life, yeah, we definitely have to look at all of our healthcare expenses, make sure that's factored in as part of our overall plan. And then again, inspect what you expect, keep going back, checking over it. Megan, I want to tell a quick client story here. I was meeting with a young woman in her 20s, which makes her a millennial. And as a parent of three, I wonder how many of our other listeners have a similar situation where they're wondering, how do you take care? If you've been successful in life, how do you take care of those kids and grandkids, those millennials, by leaving them back something and making them a good steward, giving them the lessons, the life lessons to take care of their funds? This is something that I help my clients with all the time. And, you know, I listen to Warren Buffett, who says he's not leaving anything to his kids. I think they each get $1 million to donate to charity, if memory serves me correctly. But the idea of not ruining that next generation, kind of the lottery curse. Somebody wins a bunch of money, they don't know how to handle it, and they spend through it real quickly. Well, you know, day to day when we do this show, that's not something we normally talk about. You know, people who've earned the money over the years tend to respect the value of the money, and they understand they want it to last a lifetime. And that's usually where we focus on this show. And I don't want to veer from that too much, but I got a call from this young woman who we had set up a plan a while back. And she said, hey, I met with my dad and looked at my trust, so I don't need any help for retirement. I'm good. And I'm sitting here thinking, what are you, just, you're in your 20s, you're going to retire, not work the rest of your life. You don't have to worry about anything because, you know, dad set it all up. And I know that wasn't dad's intent because of the way things are set up. She has to go through a trustee. She needs to dot all her I's, cross all her T's. But the mentality was, and why dad was so safe and locking things up, was because her first reaction was, I don't need to do anything for my future. Daddy did it all for me. And I know a lot of our listeners probably face serious quandaries like that. And it's something I was just interested, you know, to throw out there. And I would love to discuss when you guys come in to visit, because want to help our clients with their trust, with their wills, with their estate planning. That's why we have an estate planning attorney that offices right here at the Retirement Solutions Group at 6801 West 107th here in Overland Park, because we want to make sure that whatever your needs are, that we've got them covered. So give us a call at 913-685-9422. If you'd like to come in, maybe you just want to visit with Brendan Barker, our estate planning attorney, or to get involved with our roundtable retirement process and provide you with your roundtable retirement review, all at no cost and no obligation, where we address Social Security, taxes, healthcare risks, income planning, as well as legacy and investment planning. Give me a call, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Alan's website, again, that's retirerightkc.com. And if you'd like to set a visit with Alan to talk about some of these issues that have come up on the show today, and of course, we are talking about how to make sure you have the right balance in your retirement portfolio, that balance between growth and protection. If you have questions for Alan about that, make sure you dial 913-685-9422. Alan, I've once heard inflation referred to as crabgrass in your savings. And if you're someone who takes care of their lawn really, really well, you know that crabgrass is the enemy. So where does inflation have to fit in or factor in as you're looking at a retirement strategy? And how do you combat that type of crabgrass?
I love that example. I've heard of it as the silent killer, but either way, that works. You know, there's a couple different ways. Some of it's having the right mix of stocks and dividend paying stocks in your portfolio. We like a diversified portfolio that we have through AE Wealth Management that works fantastic, creating over 4% in dividends currently, as well as gains within the portfolio in a relatively conservative portfolio. But the other way to do it is when you look at your annuities, instead of having a level payment like 90%+ of the annuities out there provide, I like an annuity that has the potential for increasing income. So we really do focus on an income increasing type policy, one where if you get a gain in the market, your income will increase by the same such proportion as that gain. And that tends to be a very successful way to hedge for inflation in retirement.
Alan, any other ways you can think of that we could protect ourselves from this inflation risk? Because it really can make a difference for your retirement.
Well, Megan, you know, Social Security in general is hedged for inflation, or at least it has a cost of living on it. Now, as a planner, I typically, and when I say typically, like 100% of the time, don't account for the increase or the inflation portion of Social Security, because my experience over these last 15 years is that when Social Security gives you a cost of living increase, Medicare increases their premiums and it's pretty much ate up. So I feel that it just kind of goes with that Medicare increase, and most people don't see it. And if they do, it's peanuts. So it's not worth counting. A lot of our pensions that we have through work, probably a good 90% of them have no hedge for inflation. There are a few out there that do, if you're fortunate enough to have one. But again, 86% of us don't even have pensions. If they do, they're not enough to cover all our expenses. So when we're hedging, it's stock market positioning and using the right mix of annuities are typically the two best ways. But then we can also use some other alternatives, such as using life insurance as an asset class and creating some tax-free income as well. Because if you have tax-free income, you don't have as much in taxes. That helps offset for your inflation as well, because when you're comparing taxable dollars to tax-free dollars go a step further, don't they?
Indeed, they sure do. So what about people who, you mentioned legacy planning, estate planning earlier, Alan. What about people who are trying to protect their assets because they do want to pass them to their heirs?
I love that question. At my workshops, I will always tell people, I said, if I divided this room in half and said half of you would like to spend your last dollar with your last dying breath, and the other half of you would like to leave everything you have to your kids and never spend a cent. And I usually get a chuckle there, because even in the same household, this can be a source of division, if you will. What I like to do is using life insurance as an asset class and creating a tax-free income out of it. It usually serves double purposes. It does give the ability to leave that money back for church, charity, or children, because there's a life insurance benefit attached to part of the planning. So if you pass away prematurely, there's still a residual death benefit. If you make it to the finish line, so to speak, to age 90, 95, 100, 105, whatever year you're going to, there's still a residual death benefit onto that plan. So that can help to pass money on tax-free to your heirs. So I really like the life insurance as an asset class. The only other thing that would work in that respect, you do get a step-up basis on stocks that are not in your IRA, so on your non-qualified money, but you also, in a Roth IRA, can pass that money on tax-free currently. Now, they may change the tax code on us sometime in the future, but as of right now, those are the options that we have, and that's what we'll utilize when creating and working through your roundtable retirement process.
Alan, I've heard you mention the roundtable retirement process, that review. I know it's individualized. Each one is different from the next because each person's situation is so unique, but there are some commonalities there. Walk us through the types of areas you're covering with everyone.
Absolutely. Megan, we focus on five key areas. Typically, when you go to a financial planner, you only get investment planning. So that is one area. We want to make sure you get the right rate of returns based on your asset mix and your risk tolerance. So it's individual. As individual as your own fingerprints, to be honest. The other areas that we specialize in that I find that most people don't is income planning. So not only what is your returns, but how long is it going to last, the best distribution patterns, and making sure that it's all correlated. But then the next section would be tax efficient planning. So one of the questions we just recently tackled there was discussing how do we do tax efficient planning. Well, we do that each and every day. It's one area that we really do focus in on that roundtable retirement review. The other areas will be healthcare and legacy. So five total areas. Again, income, investment, healthcare, legacy, and tax planning. And we find that these are the five areas that most people really want assistance with in retirement, and a lot of people don't know where to go. Well, you, if you're listening today, know exactly where to go, and that is to the telephone and dial 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. We'll get you on the calendar and take care of your individual needs and put you through our roundtable retirement process as you pick up your roundtable retirement review. 913-685-9422.
The goal is to ensure your retirement nest egg lasts a lifetime by balancing growth and protection. So coming up next, Alan shows us how to strike that balance. Stay with us.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at 801 Chop House in Leawood. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September 12th, or Thursday, September 14th at 801 Chop House in Leawood. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Always a pleasure to be joined by the founder and president of Retirement Solutions Group, Alan Becker. Of course, RSG located conveniently for you right in Overland Park at 435 in Metcalf. I'll give you Alan's phone number. It's 913-685-9422. If you'd like to set a visit with him, you can do that again by dialing 913-685-9422. Our show today has been focused on finding the right balance between growth and protection for your retirement nest egg. Alan, how can a financial professional help find that dynamic that's really correct, that's right, and works for your own individual situation?
Well, I can answer that question from the standpoint of what I can do, and the right financial planner here at Retirement Solutions Group is going to ask you a lot of questions and get to know you. And you know what they're going to do more than ask questions? Is we're going to listen. We're going to let you tell us what you want to have happen to retire. What's on your bucket list? What are your fears? What are you trying to accomplish? And then we'll give you some feedback and some observations on what we might improve upon to help you to achieve that. We want to limit your exposure, your fears, and your apprehension to retirement. I mean, it's a new thing. And honestly, retirement as a whole is kind of new for us. It used to be we worked until we died. But people are living longer today. And now we have not 5 or 10, 15, 20, sometimes even 30 or 40 years of retirement or unemployment. So our retirement dollars have to do a lot of work. And we really need them to work well for us. So a good quality retirement planner is going to help you transfer that risk, control that volatility, and get you not only to retirement, but through retirement.
Alan, I want to talk more about this balancing act, but you know, when you're talking about getting professional help for your retirement, what exactly is it that a financial pro, a retirement planner could do that a person just couldn't do on their own?
A lot of it's experience, but a lot, and some of it's licensing. So that's a great question as well, because you know, a lot of the DIYers, a lot of the people that have money in 401ks that have done very well for themselves don't have anybody when they get to that preservation stage that can educate them, inform them, and walk them through what annuity is right for them, how they would work to get through all the media hype and information out there, and then to actually write the policy, deliver it, manage it, review it, update it, and maintain it. And that takes that insurance license. And when it comes to securities license, yeah, anybody can go out and buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds. You know, that's, we have a lot of sources to do that. But can we do it in the most effective manner? Do we want to do it ourselves? And that's where the diversified portfolio, where the Series 65 comes in, where you know that you're working with a fiduciary, somebody who puts your needs above their own and can address your unique situation. And I think the cornerstone of all of this is helping you work your budget. We can't create the budget for you, but we can, you know, use other people's experience to guide you in an appropriate direction. In other words, your situation might not be the same as somebody else's. Your situation is unique. However, you can learn from other people in choices that they may have made, directions they have gone, what's worked, what hasn't worked, that kind of thing. So really helping you get a good handle on everything and being that trusted ally or guide as you move to and through retirement.
So, Alan, is there a way to know if we've done a good job trying to strike that balance between growth and protection in our nest egg?
Sure, Megan. You really just have to ask yourself the right questions. It's almost like, put on your hat, look yourself in the mirror and have a conversation with yourself. As funny as that may sound, because you got to ask yourself, where are you in relation to your retirement? Have you hit the goals you wanted to hit? Have you saved enough? I mean, a lot of people say, I want to get to $1 million. And, you know, that's great. Once you get there, does that mean you dial back? Does that mean you take on more risk? I mean, what does that arbitrary number mean? Or is that number because it gives you a certain income in retirement? And I've seen some of those arbitrary goals get people into trouble because they want to hit it so bad that the market corrects and they never make it, or they get there and then greed keeps them going. You know, what kind of lifestyle do you want in retirement for yourself and your spouse? You know, I've been working with David Bach. You've heard us talk about him on the radio before. I'm one of five people in the country that have been chosen to pilot his some seminars here in the country. And you know, one of the examples he talks about in this seminar that I'm doing is a couple that, you know, let's call him Jim, that Jim had bought a piece of property 20 plus years ago in South Carolina, and his dream in retirement was to put a house on that piece of property and go fishing every day. And when him and his wife came in and said, what do you plan to do in retirement, he stated that goal, and she looked at him and said, with who? Kind of bursted his bubble. He said, well, we bought that property 20 years ago. He said, yeah, and you haven't discussed it in 18 years. I thought you forgot about it. But my kids live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I want to be with the grandkids and supporting charities and enjoying life and getting to know you better. I have no desire to move to South Carolina and watch you fish. So that ain't going to happen. So they had to do a little value, thinking of what are their values together as a couple individually. And they ended up, he rented a place once a month and took the grand, or excuse me, once a year, and was able to take the grandkids there. So they found a workable solution. They sold the property in South Carolina and made their life together where it is. So you really got to figure out what lifestyle you want, what your goals are. Are you ahead or behind the curve in your timeline? Do you want to retire at 60, 62, 70, never, 55? I mean, once you get to know what your goals are and what you're going to do when you do get there, it helps it a lot better to make that dream a reality. And what level of risk are you comfortable with in retirement? Also got to look at your taxes, tax brackets, the health of both you and your spouse and how long you need that money to last, your income needs, where the budget comes in. So a lot of different areas to address, and that's something that we can definitely work through with you to get you thinking, to get you in the right place. I mean, we do this each and every day. As scary as retirement may be for you, it's something that we work with all the time, and we can help you go through that those mind questions. As we go through all these questions, it's got to be making you think. Are you ready for retirement? Is it just maybe time for a second opinion, somebody to address your needs, your concerns? Well, that's why we created this proprietary roundtable retirement review. We want to put you through this process to address your needs, your concerns, your situation. And we do this all at no cost and no obligation. Be one of the next 10 callers right now at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. The team here at Retirement Solutions Group really want to invite you out to our offices here in Overland Park to sit down with us and get your questions answered. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Glad to have you along with us today. I'll give you Alan's website if you'd like to get registered for one of his dinner workshops. Just go to retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. When you're there, you can also find out more about Alan's book, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, the True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. So, Alan, with all these questions out there, I think one of the biggest ones is determining how much you need to save for your nest egg or how much that nest egg needs to generate. That's probably the most important question. How do you begin to figure that out?
It's with a little word that everybody, that scares a lot of people. It's called budget. We give you a sheet to help jog you and think of certain things, but how long you still have to pay on your mortgage? How much is your property taxes? What are you paying for a car? How often do you buy one? What is the maintenance on that car run you? Well, how much money do you need for groceries and to eat out and to buy clothes and gas and cell phone and entertainment? And there's your needs. And then there's your wants. So we really want to establish how much you need for your paycheck, how much you need for your playcheck. Are you need a little bit more in your go-go years, a little less in your slow-go years, maybe even a little more in your no-go years because your healthcare expenses will be higher. But we find a nice balance between all of that information I just went over, and that helps direct you or give us a guide to build an income plan with. Then we go back and look at the assets and we stress test them to see how long and how much they're going to be able to provide towards that goal. Social Security is a factor in there, pension if you have one, inheritance potentially, but really setting those dollars up in the most effective way. And think about it. If you put it all in the market and the market corrects, how safe is that? That probably leaves you for some unneeded, undue exposure. The real key here is how long and how much can you get off of those dollars? I mean, how long will they last and how much can you spend? Because it's all relative. I can't tell anybody, an arbitrary number is enough because what you spend is different than somebody else. What your values are different than somebody else's. And then you really have to be careful after that. Not too much risk in the market. Don't give too much away to the kids. Just controlling and understanding how much you actually have to use so that you're not getting into any kind of crisis planning or doing something that could have been avoided by appropriate and proper planning years ago.
Alan, in our remaining moments here, what are your final thoughts for our listeners in trying to find that right retirement balance?
Megan, this show has been fantastic. It really gets me thinking, and it's where my passion comes out when we're talking about retirement planning. I've been doing this almost 20 years, and I still love it. Coming into work each and every day, it's not a job, it's a lifestyle. And it's because we're able to help great folks get that information they're looking for to help them, to facilitate assisting them from getting not only to retirement, but through retirement as they transition from the accumulation phase of retirement to that preservation and distribution phases. And it is a very confusing and scary proposition for many people because most of us have never retired before and we don't know where it's all coming from. Even though we have this big balance, many people don't know how to access it, use it, understand the taxation of it, and they're scared of it. I was, you know, talking at a workshop just the other day, and this lady was there, and her husband was a CPA, handled everything, and he passed away prematurely, and here she is taking care of everything. And she's like, I don't know who to trust, what to do, scared. And, you know, it's always like, that's why you came out to the workshop. That's why we invite you in. If we're speaking English and you understand what it is we're saying, and we seem like we're approachable and you can talk to us, then that's why we want you to come in and we want to get to know you. It's been a great show, again, talking about transitioning to and through retirement. This is hopefully a wake-up call for many people that a second opinion has a lot of value, and the way to do that is to come on in, sit down with us, and get your questions answered. Give me a call at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. We're going to put you through no cost, no obligation, our proprietary roundtable retirement process where we address your unique and individual situation. So call me today, 913-685-9422. Once again, 913-685-9422.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.